This program is brought to you by P1 Australia, quality racing components, and manufacturers of engine water heaters for midgets, sprints, wingless, and all types of open-wheel dirt track cars. Check out their full range today at p1australia.com.
Thunder Media.
Hi, I'm Jack LeBrock.
Hi, I'm David Reynolds.
Hi, I'm Chaz Mostert, and you're listening to Inside Supercars.
From the racetracks across Australia, and here's Inside Supercars.
Coming up on this episode of Inside Supercars.
When the cameras are on you, really, I don't know, sometimes you don't know where to look or where to go or what to do or what to say.
So sit back and enjoy as Inside Supercars starting now. Welcome to Inside Supercars, Tony Whitlock and Craig Revell, and we're joined by a woman who has been at the forefront of Australian motorsport with her husband, Dick Johnson. Jill Johnson, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Tony. It's a pleasure.
Look, as we know, it's a very sad time because it's the death of Bev Brock that brings us to talk to you. But we wanted to talk to somebody who more than anyone else knew what it was like to have a husband who every week was putting his life on the line, going out racing. But you know, not only racing, but also trying to make a business, raising children, and in a climate that was not always very conducive. There weren't always sponsors falling over themselves to sponsor the DJR team. Jill, we'd love to hear your thoughts. First of all, talk about Bev as a person, how she was with you and the relationship you had between each other.
Bev and I, plus all the other girls in that era, we're all very good friends. We all shared our timing. We shared all of our thoughts. And most of us all just got together and, you know, that sort of happened. So, but I don't know if that happens today. It's a little bit different. But, it's very sad. I saw her last time I saw her and she didn't look very well at all. So we all knew the end was nigh, so which is a shame. But she was a stalwart. You know, in what she did, she really went through a lot, and I felt so sorry for it quite often. So it's not a nice thing, but yeah, we all put up with those things, and sometimes it's hard, but most times you just wish them well and hope they do well.
Indeed, Jill. One of the things, of course, both your husband and Peter Brock both faced together was not only the challenge of winning races and championships, but also that of the daily life, the grind of having to make do and, you know, bring up children, get them prepared for their lives ahead. And obviously both Bev and yourself did a champion job and taking a lot of the weight of that raising of children away from your respective husbands, because it must have been an enormous challenge to get through those years, particularly the very early ones when you were having to really grind out a living sometimes.
Oh, tell me about it. Yes, it wasn't really easy in those times. But, we all, when you band together and you do the best you can, and, you know, we worked our butts off, and I had a great mum who could look after the kids when I did go away. So I did like to be with him in case, you know, he needed me for something and timing and all, you know, doing the timing and the lap times and all that sort of stuff. So you do need to be there. You do have to try and bring up a family. I know it's hard, but I don't know. You just pull yourself together and you just do it. I don't know where it comes from, but the stress of motor racing is probably pretty hard on you, but I think in a lot of sports that's the same. So, you know, we just, we love it. We do it because we love it. And when you like each other to be together, it's perfect.
Now, everyone knows that, you know, in the last, we'll say 40 years, that Dick has been well and truly a Ford man. The Blue Oval has sat large on his helmets and your lives. But there was a time very early in the piece when Holden Turana featured. Were you there when that happened?
Oh, absolutely. I was there. I probably wasn't there when he had the FX Holden, but after that, yes, the Turanas. His dad worked for Regis Holden, so that's where he sort of got the Holden deal from, the GM. And then when Bertie came along with the drive for the Ford, he was jumped at the chance. And so from there on in, he's been just a Ford man ever since. So that's the way it is.
Obviously, you know, the challenges of motor racing are, you know, not just making it to the next race meeting, but, you know, making it through the next month, the next year, and all the things that go with it. Can you tell me, you know, that you obviously have to draw big on the highlights, those times when you actually do win the Bathursts and the championships, and there've been, you know, plenty of those in the time, been a bit lean in recent times, but, you know, that's a cyclical thing, and you know, DJR will rise back up again. Can you tell us about how you draw on those winning times to get you through the tougher ones?
Yeah, I suppose you always do look at the really good times. They do outweigh the bad times, even though they might be lean sometimes. But, you know, it's no use looking back on the bad times. You just got to, you know, bowl ahead and go forward and keep trying. If you don't keep trying, you'll just get nowhere. So, you know, it's been a bit tough lately, but, you know, they'll get back again. There's a little bit of a, you know, a missing thing there, which I think they'll find. But, you know, those things, we just don't drop our bundle. You just got to keep going. So, you know, it's just the cycle of what we are with this motor racing, and the good parts really do keep us going, I can tell you.
Jill, nowadays there's a term for a partner of a sports person and a sportsman predominantly, a WAG, wife and girlfriend. Back in the time where you were coming up through the ranks with Dick, I don't think the term WAG was used, but it was a case where all of your compatriots were raising families and they were running, you know, probably doing the books for the team or doing something in the team, whereas nowadays a lot of the wives and girlfriends aren't involved in the team. Their husband is a driver who turns up with a helmet and does his job.
That's exactly right. It's so different. So, yeah, they don't have, I mean, they've just got to, I suppose, get a life together and I don't know what they do now. You know, the books, as you said, we did all that. We did all the accounts, all the books. We got everything made sure everything was still going. And, all that Annie worked doing the cars and everything else, and we drove away in our old trucks and things. We never flew anywhere. We drove, and you know, it just took a bit of time. But and Dick went away. He went away a lot before me sometimes. So when I had to stay home with the kids, yeah, that was got a bit hard. But yeah, I don't know. Today's different. I suppose it's different in all sports, but. You know, they've still got the same worry and the same stress of accidents and things that might happen. So, and keeping, you know, their business going with, you know, making sure they don't overspend all that money they get today.
And I imagine the safety of cars nowadays, even towards the end of Dick's career, the safety of the cars was so much higher. There's a lot less fatalities. There was a lot less really bad injuries. Did the concern and worry ease in your eyes at any stage through his career?
You're always worried. I knew how thorough he was with everything, and the people that work with him. I never really ever thought of anything really bad happening. So I think if you think that way, your life gets a little bit stressful, so I don't think that's sort of a good thing. So you've got to look at all the positives and all the good things, and hopefully that's the way it goes.
Were you a motorsport person before Dick, or did Dick bring you into this world, drag you into it?
I probably wasn't really a motorsport person. I mean, I was pretty young. I was probably 18 or something, but I still like my little cars and him working on these things. And I think, yes, he dragged me in there probably. I really liked it. I didn't mind sitting around watching and waiting.
And, of course, nowadays, of course, that you've now got a third generation, that being your grandson, Jet, who is carving his own career. Stephen's still going and still winning races in Touring Car Masters. He plays a role also as a driving standards, I think. Does he not?
Yes, he does. He does. He does that for the Toyota 86s, I think, the SIM. And he does like driver training in all sorts of cars, you know, Audis and Porsches. And he's always doing something, Stephen is, with stuff like that. And Jet, well, Jet's trying to do a little business of his own, but he needs to be able to go away, so he has to do something himself. So watching them is probably worse than watching when Dick was racing, I can tell you. So I don't know how I feel sometimes. Sometimes I don't really want to look. But, it gets a bit stressful but there's nothing much you can do because that's what they want to do.
Yes, and I'm sure that at times it does probably get harder to watch Jet racing or even Stephen when he was full-time in the series than watching Dick when he was racing.
You're absolutely right there. Yeah, really, sometimes it's you wonder. All you can do is just wish them well and hope nothing happens. So, we don't expect them to be, brain surgeons and wait, kill everybody out there and everything. So if they just as long as they do their best, that's all we really ask for. So we'll see how they go. Jet's got a better drive this year, so we'll see how he goes. It's been a little difficult for him the last couple of years, but he's with a nice little team now, so they seem to look after him pretty well.
As you said, you have a lot of different worries than what they have today, but can you sort of quantify how much how comfortable you were or how uncomfortable it was when you knew that if anything happened on the track, the cameras were immediately turning to see what your reaction was? How did you react to that in the first instance? Were you able to manage that?
Yeah, I suppose sometimes if it's really something nasty, you don't really, really notice that they're actually on you. So, because all you're worried about is what's happened. So it is hard when the cameras are on you and, sometimes you don't know where to look or where to go or what to do or what to say. So I don't know how you explain that, but, your thoughts, the worries, sort of never seem to disappear, but as long as you know that they're safe or they're not hurt, that's really the relief, because stress is really not good for you, We all know that stress causes lots of bad things, so I really, really try not to get overstressed in my life, and the older I get, hopefully I'm getting easier to sort of no stress. So, that's a nice part of getting old, I suppose.
You went through so many periods of the teams, particularly the financial side of the team. I imagine there was periods where you were going shopping and wondering if you had enough money in the purse to be able to keep food on the table until the next paycheck came in.
Oh, absolutely. That was... we just had to watch the pennies and not overspend and not overdo. So we certainly made sure we didn't go berserk and we didn't buy much. We didn't, we lived comfortably. We didn't, live ridiculously. So, but yes, you had to watch. There was a lot of times when things didn't go good. So, but we got out of that, which was very good a few times. So, which is very relieving.
When you were making those decisions on money, were you ever having to say to Dick, you can't have that race car part if you want to eat? Were you in those conversations?
No, not really. he was pretty good. He knew, you know, where to go. He knew what he could spend. He knew, you know, we kept a good eye on the books, and yeah, he sort of knew whether he could get that bit or get that bit, you know. So I've never really told him in my life what he could do and couldn't do. So it's just been we've worked together and gone from there. So not saying we've never had words here and there. I'm sure everybody has.
I mean, a true partnership, the highs and the lows. And I'd really like to hear, Jill, about, I mean, you've got, you know, Dick's got three Bathurst wins and three more podiums there. You know, Johnny Bauer won for you at Bathurst. You know, the numerous championships you've won. Love to hear what the real high is from your time as being part of and a very crucial part of DJR. It's obviously a very large organization now with many layers. But tell us, what's the highlight of your time as being a vital member of Dick Johnson Racing?
Probably the highlight was the first one, you know, when we got, I know we hit the rock and that, but the next year was the biggest year and the most stressful year for us to do. And just to be able to come home with that one was just the best. So I think in our life, that one, because we were doing it ourselves. We weren't with anybody else, and everything was done with all our guys. And you know, a lot of those guys are still with us today. But that's probably the best in our life that we really felt at that time, because we just knew we had to do really well that year. So because we had so many people, wonderful people who helped us out in that deal. So, you know, that was a big load on the shoulders of both of us. So, and from there on in, you know, it's been quite a nice little ride, really.
It has indeed, Jill. And in fact, I might bore our listeners. One of the times that I remember vividly, it was the very last Lakeside. And I rang up Dick early in the year to say, I'd love to have a ride with you in that last ever, I think it might have been the EB or something like that, Falcon, at Lakeside. And Dick said to me, well, you don't ring me, you ring David Siegel. I said, no, I'm not ringing up to get your, I just want to know if you'd be happy to take me for a ride, because your husband and I did have a couple of run-ins over the years, and at times I felt that you know, I wasn't quite as welcome as I could have been, but I was delighted when your husband actually said, I'd be happy to take you for a ride around Lakeside. And it was that very last time that supercars, or V8s as they were then, was out there at Lakeside. And it was wonderful to go for a ride that last time. I do remember I was a bit heavier than I am now, and we had a moment coming through Hungary's or whatever the track corner was known as, and fortunately, we didn't go off and I didn't ride off the car or anything like that. But I greatly appreciate the time to have somebody, because he is, you know, a magnificent man and has stood very tall in Australian motorsport, and a wonderful husband. I know he's been, and father and grandfather. I hope that I'll see you in Taupo. Will we see you there next week?
Where, Taupo?
Yes.
No, we're not going to Taupo, Tony. So we're off to Perth next one. So
enjoy your time there, because I know there've been many wins over many years. Enjoy your time in Perth.
I will do.
Look forward to when we catch up again.
And let me say one thing too. When you say you and Dick had a few run-ins, sometimes when he was stressed with the racing deal, you should know not to talk to him, okay?
Indeed. Yes, I.
Norm, look. Normally, he's really calm and quiet.
But, you know, I mean, to have achieved what he has over the time, it's remarkable. And I'm really glad to know that Dick Johnson Racing will be there next week, next month, next year. So keep doing what you're doing, Jill, because you're leading a great team of people.
Thank you, Tony. Thanks so much.
Our pleasure to have you on Inside Supercars. Thank you again, Jill Johnson, for joining us on this look back on Bev Brock's life and her involvement in V8s.
Inside Supercars is produced by Thunder Media. Tune in next time for more. Or lock in the podcast on your iTunes or mobile device. Search Inside Supercars. Views expressed on Inside Supercars, including the panellists and guests, do not reflect the views of the network, Thunder Media or Sport Radio. Any publication or rebroadcast of the show without the expressed written permission of Thunder Media is strictly prohibited. Join in the conversation, post your thoughts on our Facebook page, and to ask a question, email insiders@sportradio.com.au.
This program is brought to you by P1 Australia, quality racing components, home of black TI, bolts, kingpins, studs and torsion stops. Check out their full range today at p1australia.com.